All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines. You heard update there. You know, all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey goes from the Dolphins to the Steelers. Pittsburgh gets Jalen Ramsey in their secondary, which, forgive me if I think that's a better move than getting Aaron Rodgers for them. there was no discussion of Jalen Ramsey coming to Detroit. No real discussion of Jalen Ramsey coming to Detroit. Stays in the AFC. There you go. Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick in return, which is something. So there you go. I mean, if they were going to lose him anyway, getting Fitzpatrick. But anyway, that's the deal as it goes down. All right, we said we get to the Malik Beasley thing. It is important to emphasize that this is, at this point, just in the investigation stage. U.S. District Attorney's Office investigating Detroit Piston guard Malik Beasley, who is set to be a free agent, on allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. Story on ESPN said a gambling industry source pointed to a game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Portland Trailblazers on January 31st, 2024. This is back when Beasley was a Buck. The odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds moved significantly at sportsbooks before the game, shortening from about plus 120 to around minus 250 due to a surge of action on the under. Beasley finished with 6 rebounds, and the bets that were deemed unusual lost. So I guess Beasley's defense could be, hey, I went over. All the money came in on the under, and I went over. So there's a few things here. One is, like, I hope that there's a defense for this, that Beasley, it can be proven that Malik Beasley didn't do it. It's not good for sports. It's certainly not good for Malik Beasley, potentially. I don't know how in sporting America, in the modern age, players think they can get away with this. Because this could be devastating for Malik Beasley's career. If proven to be true, he's looking at a lifetime ban, like Jonte Porter. Gator, if true, it's incredibly short-sighted and such a bad decision to get caught up in stuff like this.
If true.
If true.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the caveat to this entire conversation. Because we've said it before on the air, we don't like to try and convict people on the air, give them their day in court, but certainly we're going to talk about it. If true, how do you get caught up in something like this? How do you think, I mean, I guess people make terrible decisions all the time, but why risk your career, which is a money cannon job?
Yeah, and look, this gets into the speculative aspect of it, and I feel uncomfortable doing that because I don't know if, we don't know if he's guilty or not of these allegations. It's just in the investigation phase, I guess, right now. Because they apparently have some big money being bet on certain days, and that's always going to raise the red flag. And then, you know, what's his involvement? You know, did they see that he has gambled on games? You can't do that if you are. And is he going, if it's a specific prop bet, is, you know, who benefited from that?
Well, nobody, because the bet lost.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at least what I saw last night with Dan Miller in Sportsworks, if it was about a prop bet, well, the prop bet went in the other direction. Mm-hmm. The result did. So maybe this investigation is going to yield nothing. But as to why any player would get involved with it, it's all about money. Or it's, you know, you found yourself in a hole because of whatever else you've done. You need to find a way to make money fast. And if you're a professional athlete, it's hard to think of a quicker way to do it than to, you know, to do something that would be, you know, in the gambling world, you know, with a prop bet or just a bet in general.
I just can't. I can't imagine, like, so the reports came out last night that the Pistons were seriously considering a 3-year, $42 million extension. This is their best 3-point shooter from a year ago. I don't know how they can do that now, given this story that's looming out there. I really, of course, hope it's not true. And yet, if it's not true, this could be incredibly unfair timing to Malik Beasley free agency starts tonight at 6. I mean, the legal tampering period starts tonight at 6. And Malik Beasley, you know, have this hanging over him, would be unbelievably unfortunate timing for a player who's about, you know, potentially about to get another contract. And it may not, if it proves to not be true. There are problems, though, emerging for Malik Beasley. And that is, the internet sleuths out there are finding all kinds of highlights of when he was, I believe, at Minnesota. You know, the T-Wolves were getting 8 points and they were down 9 with 4 seconds left. And he gets the basketball, sprints from coast to coast and dunks it. There's one that looks like he just Olays a player defensively, lets him go right around him. There's another where he's got a fast break layup and he bobbles it out. Like, everything is now under scrutiny. It could all be very innocent, but people are seeing these highlights and posting on social media. He's cooked. And, you know, if it's proven that this happened once, the question becomes, when else did it happen? And this allegation is before his time in Detroit, but unfairly now, there's the aha, that's why he struggled against the Knicks conclusions being drawn.
And don't go there until you have to go there.
That's why I said unfairly.
Yeah, I don't even like to bring it up. That's why I'm saying this whole thing makes me uncomfortable because it's just an investigation. You know, is it possible? Like, I saw the highlight too of him, you know, sprinting at the end of the game to dunk with no time left on the clock, and the point spread was whatever it was.
It was I think it was eight and a half, and they were down 9, and they got the cover because he got a dunk right before
to make
the
it
horn.
7. Now, could some of that be because you know what the spread is, and you want to be spiteful to people? You're not necessarily, there's no gambling aspect of it, but you're aware of what the spread is.
Are you saying that could he be doing that?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, if you've got I guess I'm just putting myself in those shoes. If I knew what the spread was, and if you wanted to troll or needle people, and you know that it's going to get discussion, go ahead and do it. Some people could be of that mindset that's what they want to do. Now, it could be dumb too, because that's immediately going to throw up a red flag, and people want an investigation. Oh, it's point shaving, or he's you know, doing something nefarious here. I don't let it all play out. I know nobody likes to hear that response, but it's the truth. You have to let it play out.
No, there's, and you're right, when it comes to this case in terms of presumed innocence and guilt and all that. Scott, I operate out of absolute fear that if you break the rules and you think you can get away with it, it'll be found out that you can't get away with it, and I'll get busted. It's because whenever we talk about like this, I don't want to stream this, don't want to pay for that streaming, this streaming service, that streaming service, we get the same call. Just jailbreak it, guys. I get everything and it's free and it's illegal. And if I were ever jailbreak anything, I'm pretty much 100% convinced that they would find the next day they would announce they found a way to track who's illegally jailbreaking things, and I'd end up in federal prison. But, you know, like you said, if you knew what the point spread was, would you do stuff to troll people? If I were a professional athlete, I would think that the best thing to do would be to show the discipline to not even know what point spreads are. Now, don't even look, to keep yourself beyond above suspicion. I don't even know what the point spread is, guys. I have no idea. Because it doesn't do you any good as a player. Does it do you any good as a player? I mean, maybe if you're an underdog, but you don't even know what the point, you don't even know what the point spread is to know you're an underdog. I don't know, man. In this day and age, with the level of scrutiny and the ability to track things, it blows my mind that a decision like this, if true, is so bad. It is such a bad decision because the stakes are so high. As a player, you're living the dream, and maybe that's the hardest part to wrap our head around. Again, if it's true, how many guys out there wish they were a professional athlete instead of doing what they're doing right now?
Yeah, and when you're already, you know, you've got a career going, and it, your career isn't going to end anytime soon unless some ridiculous injury happens, but you know you're going to get a big contract coming up, why jeopardize any of that? I hear you. I understand. But life sometimes gets in the way of things, and there are reasons why people would put themselves in that position. But I don't want to go there because it's an investigation, because it would, I don't want to impugn him. It's not fair at this point, you know, to ask that question. Why Malik? Why? Because who knows if he did anything wrong?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll find out through the course of an investigation, but 248-539-9797. We'll get to your feedback and phone calls next. 97.1 The Ticket.